everyone. Welcome to the Five Cities Fire Authority Board meeting for Friday, September 21st. And I am calling the meeting to order, and I would like to proceed with our flag salute. So if everyone would please stand and join us in saluting our flag. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, may I have a roll call, please?
Chair Harmon.
Present.
Board Member Nichols.
Present.
Board Member White.
Present.
The next step on our agenda is our agenda review. And at this time, the board always reviews the order of business and receives requests or make any announcements that we need to change the order of the agenda. And if there are no changes, then we would go ahead and approve the agenda as presented. So, Chief or Attorney Hale, any change in order, board members?
None from me.
Nope.
And so I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion and we approve the agenda.
Second. And if we could just go to a voice vote for
aye.
All who approve the agenda.
Aye.
That makes three. And so the agenda is reviewed. The next step on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. And there are two meeting minutes to review. One is for the June 15th meeting, and one is for our special board meeting on July 13th. I've reviewed both minutes, and I have no edits or additions, modifications to them. Director Nichols, do you have any changes?
No, I do not. I did not receive any changes.
Okay. So
I move that we approve the minutes of the June 15 and July 13 meetings.
Then we have a second from Vice Chair White. If we could have a roll call vote,
okay. Madam Chair. Board Member Nichols?
Yes.
Board Member White?
Yes.
Chair Harmon?
Yes. The minutes for both meeting dates passed unanimously. This next section is for community comments, and this is the public comment period, and it's also inviting members of the community to present issues that are not scheduled on the agenda to bring to our attention. We may direct the authority to answer any questions. We like to keep it to a 3-minute or less, and at this time, I would like to open up the public comment section for our meeting today. And seeing no one coming forward, I'll go ahead and close the community comments and suggestion and move on to our next agenda item, which is our consent agenda. And for this meeting, we have no items to present on consent. Also, the next agenda item is public hearings. We have none scheduled for today, nor do we have any continued business. So we'll move right into our new business. And item A is a consideration of extension for temporary contract for dispatch services with the City of Grover Beach. And I will turn this over to Chief Lieberman for his presentation to the board.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair and Board Member Steve Lieberman, Fire Chief. I'd also like to recognize that Chief John Peters with Grover Beach Police is here today in the meeting, as well as Scott Jalbert, County Fire, CAL FIRE Unit Chief for San Luis Obispo County. So I appreciate both of them being here for these two items. This first item is simply an extension of the existing temporary contract with the City of Grover Beach. As you know, we were shooting for an October 1st transition date to our dispatch services migrating to the county, but due to a couple of things, namely Mr. Hale, his efforts in helping me really, really work on a true contract for services contract template with the county took some time, and key members of the county team were deployed at major incidents throughout the state of California. So with those two factors, we're grateful to the City of Grover Beach for working with us and allowing us to defer the transition to November 1st. And actually, this contract does allow flexibility if we would need to delay further, but we do not anticipate that at this time. With that brief overview, I'll stop and entertain any questions
sure.
You may have.
I have no questions on the extension. I do have a question on the going to CAL FIRE.
Okay, so perhaps we can take that at the next item.
Yeah.
Director Nichols? I do have a question, and it's related to item C4 on Exhibit A of the agreement. And I just need a clarification that item 4 states that the fire authority shall pay for any related costs or upgrades that are required in their system, including hardware and software required for connection to the city systems that do not exist at the time of this agreement. And so my question is, between now and November 1st or the end of the year, do we know of any of those updates?
Hardware upgrades.
Upgrades that would need to be replaced that we need to factor in.
So that language was in the permanent contract that we always entertain. So, for example, if we need to replace a base fire radio, the fire authority was responsible for that purchase. The Grover Beach Police Department timed our transition with a CAD upgrade and a radio upgrade in their dispatch center. Anticipating that we were going to be gone, they weren't anticipating upgrading the fire radio. So we're going to burden that roughly $1,000 expense for the next 30 days to make sure that our radio system stays upgraded. We do have that money in the existing budget.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. I don't have any other questions for you, Chief. I do need to open this up to public comment, and if anybody in the public, all seven of you, have any questions at this time that you'd like to address either to the board or the chief on this item, please step forward. And seeing no one coming forward, then I will go ahead and close the public comment section on this agenda item and return it back to the board for any comments. Would you like to start, Ms. Nichols?
No, I have read the agreement and voted for it as a common member of Grover Beach, and I think it's fine.
I'm satisfied with it.
Okay, very good. The comment that I have is I really, once again, I know at our last meeting, Battalion Chief Keith made an eloquent comment related to the support that Grover Beach Police has given to the authority related to dispatch, and I just wanted to echo that, especially since Chief Peters is in the audience today, to really thank the City of Grover Beach for their flexibility in the amendments to offer even a monthly extension as we do this transition. That's very important for the authority to enhance the radio communications, and certainly really appreciate everything that Grover Beach has done to keep the dispatch running efficiently for the authority as well as our community. So thanks, Chief Peters, and your dispatch team for doing that. And at this time, then, I would entertain a motion for approval.
I move we approve the amended agreement between the City of Grover Beach and Five Cities Fire Authority.
Second.
Madam Chair.
Okay. Board Member Nichols?
Yes.
Board Member White?
Yes.
Chair Harmon?
Yes. The motion passes unanimously, and we have an extension, and more importantly, we have continued dispatch services for our communities. So something that's probably a little necessary here. So then the next item is item B, and it's consideration of contract for dispatch services, speaking of dispatch, with the County of San Luis Obispo. And Chief Lieberman, please present your item to the board.
Thank you. As the board knows, this conversation started in the last fiscal year, based largely on a conversation countywide with the fire chiefs about strategic planning and the interest in a single fire rescue-focused dispatch center. Many law enforcement agencies in the county of San Luis Obispo contract with the sheriff's office. There's several law enforcement agencies that still maintain their own dispatch centers. That also dispatch fire, for example, Atascadero, Paso Robles, and San Luis Obispo. This was an opportunity for us to begin those conversations with the County of San Luis Obispo. We initially were in conversations with the City of San Luis Obispo at the same table as us, with Chief Jalbert and his staff, and City of SLO paused, and they're looking at other options to a regional communication center at this time, so they have backed out of the formal negotiations of going with the county. As you stated, Madam Chair, the City of Grover Beach has done a fabulous job of helping the Five Cities Fire Authority through its transition, At one time, Five Cities Fire was dispatched by two different dispatch centers, and they've shouldered the burden. And as our call volume goes up, Chief Peters can attest to his calls for service are really on the rise. And balancing law enforcement and fires is definitely a balancing act that his people are capable of, but they're getting very busy as well. The big plus, and Chief Jobber can come forward and share additional information if you so desire, of going to a dedicated fire dispatch. To me, the biggest things are is the County Emergency Communications Center has a fire captain assigned to it on 24-hour shifts. And for routine calls, that's probably not a big deal. But when we have a commercial fire with automatic aid resources that are being dispatched, that perspective of a fire captain who has field experience kind of anticipating what hasn't been dispatched or requested, to me is invaluable. Perhaps the biggest thing in terms of level of service and response time to our community is that we will have our fire engines connected with GPS, global position satellite systems, and rather than dispatching by district or fire station as we do today, they'll actually have access to the location of where the fire equipment is and dispatch the true closest unit, which will reduce response times. You know, as you know, many times Station 3 or Station 2 will be dispatched to a call, but maybe they're doing a training exercise elsewhere in the community, or they're covering a call in one of the other districts, or they're on a multiple resource call for service. So having dispatch, having the ability to see where that engine is, that engine company or truck company is really going to help all of the communities. The contract itself, again, I want to recognize Council Hale and the county for their flexibility and willingness to allow us to craft what I believe may have been a non-traditional contract based on what we initially started with in the conversations. I know Chief Jobber can address the fact that he was looking for a template to be used throughout the county with all the other contract communities, and I believe that we have a product that can be used for that purpose. The cost of the contract, it's a very analytical spreadsheet that I watched to see what our costs were, and CAL FIRE has basically taken all of their costs for dispatch, put it into a large spreadsheet model, and has broken it down to a cost per call for service. So today we will go in for a cost per call for service of $48 and some change. What's really interesting is economy of scale. So as you look at other agencies that are currently not being dispatched by the county, joining the county, at some point the economy of scale is there'll be more agencies sharing the cost of the dispatch, which will have a positive downward impact on our cost per call. In the short term or during a transitional period, it could have the adverse effect, and we'll just have to adjust for that. For example, Chief Jobber does not have to hire additional dispatchers to take our call volume. But for example, if the city of San Luis Obispo also came to the county, that would trigger the need for another employee to work in the dispatch center, and obviously there would be costs associated with that, and it would be shared among all the agencies that are contracting. So I truly believe in the long run, the economy of scale is a good thing. Hardware-wise, CAL FIRE is a state fire agency. They're our county fire department by contract, and it's been a contract that's been in existence for years. The CAD, computer-aided dispatch system, the hardware and software that is used is a state standard which is provided by the state. So when it comes time to do an upgrade for those types of big-ticket items, very expensive items, that's a state product that's being pushed down to the local units, which we will benefit from and won't be participating in the upgrade costs. So that's another financial positive that I see. I was going to bring you a mobile data computer today to show you, but you've seen them in the fire engines and command vehicles. We will be using the CAL FIRE platform for mobile data computer connectivity, but we have hardware that's only about halfway through its useful life. So we're going to maintain the hardware that we have. The county has worked with us to allow us to do that, and at some point we were going to have to replace that equipment one way or the other. We will either talk to the board at a future date about maybe equipment replacement funding through this contract, or we'll just buy the equipment outright as needed. So there's a lot of flexibility in the contract. I think I'll take a pause and see if there's any questions, and also when you're ready, invite Chief Jobber to fill in any blanks I may have left open.
Best your life.
The only question I have is, as an example, if the fire is in Grover Beach, the Grover Beach, they can dispatch. They also dispatch the police. Would there be any delay in dispatching the local police agencies who also assist in, or also the LA Grover or any of the maintenance departments who also have to be, if it's a fire?
Right, so in Chief Peter...
There's 12 fires a year that we have.
Right. So Chief Peters is here, but I will take a shot at that. I did mention it in the staff report. By law, those 911 calls need to go to a primary public safety answering point, which by law is defined as a law enforcement center. So in Grover Beach, that phone call is going to go to the Grover Beach Communications Center, which is right behind this wall.
We still have to switch it?
And we've had meetings with CAL FIRE, and I think we'll have another meeting closer to transition. We've talked about the process by which Grover Beach Police will transfer that call to the ECC in San Luis Obispo and dispatch the fire resources. So they will have that control point to say, I need to send police units, it's a shared fire hydrant, I need to get public works out there. So that will definitely be there. Yes, it's a one more transfer, but in a lot of aspects, especially if we talk about Oceano, it's one less transfer.
Yeah, I'm
right. So I believe by law, it's going to a law enforcement center who's transferring it to a fire rescue center. But I think we've cut out a potential transfer point.
I mean, like from the CHP to the sheriff's office to CAL FIRE to...
And CHP not knowing, is it CAL FIRE or is it Five Cities Fire? They're just sending it to the dispatch center that operates for both of us.
So that actually will be a benefit for...
And when the county fire folks get the information from Grover Beach, they're going to geo-verify the address to lock it in with latitude and longitude coordinates. So yeah. I think it's going to be far more efficient in many respects with these transfers from multiple 911 centers.
Yeah, Oceano is the critical point where it bounces around for 3 minutes while the building is burning down. But, okay, thank you.
Chief, did I miss anything? Chief P, did I miss anything?
Jobber.
Okay. Chief Jobber, did you want to?
Sure.
They're my support team for the staff report.
Good morning. Scott Jobber, County Fire Chief, and thank you for having me here today. In addition to thank you for your consideration of this contract. I think Chief Lieberman hit all the key points that are going to help you make a good decision. I kind of break it down into two parts. One is the business side. With this agreement, we're able to leverage existing resources that we have, as he pointed out, which will reduce current and future costs down the road. And it's a collaborative effort to make this work. A lot of the business practices that Five Cities Fire Authority would be coming over to CAL FIRE already exist with 10 other agencies that we dispatch for. With that on the operational side, it's going to enhance services to the part that we work hand-in-hand daily together. Your fire engines and our fire engines go to, in fact, just this morning they went to a call together, so now they're pretty much going to be on the same frequencies, which is going to be a benefit. And just to conclude, we have an amazing relationship with the Five Cities Fire Authority, especially with Chief Lieberman and his staff. We've been working tirelessly in the last few months to try to work out all the different items from technology to the contract and all the other things that we can think of that is going to make this a success. So thank you. Do you have any questions for me?
I may. So I think what we'll do is we'll just kind of tag team depending on who is best able to answer those. Thank you.
Ms. Nichols? I only have a comment that it seems like every possibility has been explored and worked out. I mean, I commend you all.
Thank you.
I do have a few questions. Do we know, Chief, of the timeline of the other agencies planning on joining? And number two, is it my understanding that it would be Atascadero, Paso, and possibly Slow Fire that would be the adds to this, or are there more? I know Chief Jalbert just said that there's actually 10 agencies that are being dispatched by them at this time. So is it three more? Do you know?
Right. So I believe among the 10 customers that County Fire is already dispatching for would be the CSD fire departments, like Cambria.
Okay.
And Los Osos, obviously, is a contract service for fire response by County Fire, Cal Fire. City of Morro Bay went in 2016. Okay. And that would leave, I would agree with you, it would leave San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso as the remaining fire agencies.
Okay. And then, do you have any timeline on when they may join? I know Paso's doing a lot of shifting related to full-time resources and hiring and expanding. Do we know what their timelines might be? Whether it's a year, 2 years, or...
Can't give you a firm timeline. I mean, San Luis Obispo, again, was at the table when I was first starting the negotiation conversation with County Fire, and slow hit the brakes and was interested in looking at another regional dispatch solution. And I'm not sure where they are in that process and if an RFP has even been issued for a consulting study. But I can't give you a timeline.
All right. Sorry. I was just curious on that to see exactly where we were in the process. So the next questions I have is, how will the authority control costs or eliminate surprises when we're dealing with budget projections and forecasts? And I'm really looking at, in the language of the contract, it says that it's really based on call volume, and there's estimates for those volumes. If we go up or down, there's a mechanism in the contract that will adjust those numbers. The last 4 years, we've had to deal with our share of surprises for no fault of anyone. What is the plan for that related to trying to give us as much warning or for our communities to plan for any increases?
So, and I'm sure Chief Jalbert can add to my response, this is a contract for services. So anytime you enter into a contract for services with a vendor, I'm just going to refer to them as a vendor, you do give up some level of control as far as cost containment. The contract does say that the Five Cities Fire Authority, the fire chief at the board's discretion, approves the scope of fees that comes out every year. We could say we do not approve of those scope of fees and try to renegotiate them, but ultimately our option would be if the county did not agree with our position that the fees were unreasonable, we would be looking for another dispatch center, like you would be doing the same with a plumber or any other service provider. I don't anticipate that happening. The fee structure, again, that we don't trigger the need for much more investment on the part of the county dispatch center at this time. If another agency came in, there would be an increase in cost because they would be adding dispatch personnel. As far as the IT services, I believe we're paying those IT services externally to an extent now versus they'll be lumped into the contract. So if we need help with mobile data computer support and we can't handle it ourselves, we have to find someone to assist us and we have to write them a check. So I don't anticipate that being a significant increase either. I think what we're seeing now are the startup costs. We need to connect the three fire stations to the county dispatch center, and that work is just about done. Startup costs are one thing, but ongoing costs, I think, are going to be manageable. Again, we have a seat at the table, we have a voice in the conversation, but ultimately, this is a contract that we're paying for. I hope that answers your question and gives you the perspective.
I guess what is still unclear, or maybe to settle it in my mind, the way the calls for service were, I think it's in Section 5, or Section B, there's started out to be a certain number, and I know we're kind of projecting this out to December 31st. And then the next year, I think it's up to 3,400, I should probably.
That was our initial estimate when we began the conversation. We prorated it for the current year because of our contract with Grover Beach. So at this time, the contract's projecting the next year based on a full year of our call volume.
And that's based on the analysis you've done
our past.
Related to our past history related to call volume, And the other reason I ask this is because year after year, we know the call volume has gone up. I think it's, you know, running at about 6%. And so based on that, I just want to be sure that these numbers that we're agreeing to at this point have been vetted, and that there's trend lines that indicate that, you know, for 2019 and 2020, then the rate would be bumped up, you know, to another, you know, $1.50 per call, and just need the reassurance that that has been, you know, vetted and proves accurate based on the analysis, which is something that wasn't in our packet. So.
Right. So thank you for the clarification. So again, County Fire's got a very detailed analysis of what goes into that cost per call that is available for any of us to see at any time. So if there's going to be a material increase in the cost per call, obviously we're going to have that conversation and meet. Five Cities Fire Authority staff will meet with County Fire staff and we'll work through that process. Our call volume is going up 4 to 6% a year. The way the contract is written is for a full year, 3,400 calls, that's the estimate for the annual fee, the estimated annual fee that we pay early on in the fiscal year. The following spring, we get a truing. So maybe we didn't run 3,400 calls, we ran 3,600 calls, or we ran 3,200 calls. If we ran over the 3,400 calls, obviously we're going to be charged for those 200 calls by the cost per call rate. If we came in under our estimate, we would either get a credit or a refund check for being below what we anticipated and estimated. I believe over time in the relationship with this contract, we're going to have a good idea of what our trend's looking like, and we will project the following year some assumption based on the trend of what the estimated call volume should be, so we can minimize the effect of these truing adjustments following the calendar year.
And then by getting that information around March 1st, does that allow enough time for the budget process related to not only our board hearings, but then taking what I refer to the show on the road to Rio Grande City, Grover Beach, and Oceano? Does that March 1st allow enough time for the budget discussions that need to go on in our complex system through the JPA?
So we believe it allows time. Ms. Malicote's here. She's nodding yes. I see her silently nodding yes.
I appreciate you being here as well.
Our treasurer is in the room.
Okay.
In worst case, we have the working numbers, so we know what the baseline is, but I believe we'll be okay to build a budget and share it with our partner communities.
And then related to currently, we get a summary, a call for service summary report. And so the question I have is, I'm very excited about, and that's, I need to get a life if I'm excited about Matrix and GPS and dry run calls being recorded and all of that. But seriously, we've become to rely on that summary report for calls of service because it's a critical component of our funding formula, which dictates the budget to the community members. So are we going to lose that reporting system, number one? And number two, if we need to report out, are our personnel going to be able to have access to whatever reporting that's going on at the county level for our purposes?
Okay. Great question. So let's talk about what's going on right now today with the City of Grover Beach. We use a software program that's run its course. It's called Firehouse. And the software, that's our reporting software for the Five Cities Fire Authority, it integrates into the City of Grover Beach CAD system. So response time information is in there, address information is in there, data is downloaded from the CAD call into the Firehouse software, and that's our reporting system today. Moving forward to the county, we are moving reporting systems to a solution by the name of ImageTrend. So Brian Salcy, Battalion Chief Salcy, is in the room. He's one of our project managers for the transition. ImageTrend will be integrated into the county dispatch center. So the same data will be available on the newer platform. What I'm excited about with the newer platform is there's more flexibility in reporting. So we will have that within ImageTrend. And additionally, we will have access to work with the county and their data specialists to perhaps run other reports that aren't readily available in ImageTrend. So I believe our accessibility to data and reporting is going to be enhanced.
So is Firehouse kind of like WordPerfect?